And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When it comes to the substance of the final agreement struck last week between Governor Roy Cooper and Republican legislative leaders to reopen public schools, there are still some legitimate grounds for concern. As North Carolina Association of Educators President Tamika Walker-Kelly pointed out, teachers, who will have to put their health on the line to make school reopening a reality, still have legitimate worries about social distancing issues and the state's ongoing failure to adequately fund a real public health infrastructure, things like decent facilities, school nurses, in K-12 education. That said, the fact that legislative leaders finally did something they've mostly refused to do for more than 4 years, namely sit down and work out a compromise with Cooper on a major public policy issue, was heartening. Since even before he took office, GOP leaders have tried repeatedly to attack and undermine the governor at every turn. So let's hope the schools agreement means they finally realized that governing our state is a job that must involve both the legislative and executive branches to work properly. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.